Hello and welcome to the Global Heart Stream. I'm your host, Gabriel Gonzalez, broadcasting live from the beautiful city of Granada here in the south of Spain. On this beautiful and chilly Wednesday, the 29th of November, the month of November is almost gone. Hello, Cindy's Heart. Hello, Irish. Hello, Narayan. Hello, Daniela. Hello, Mary. Hello, Mariette. Hello, everybody else who's joining us today. How are you? If you're up to it, I'd love it if you can just write just a word or two expressing how are you feeling right now in this moment. And if you have a particular intention for today's meditation. We're coming up to the end of November, also coming to the end of this year. Are you already starting to feel the holiday blues, the nostalgic feeling that oftentimes comes around this time of the year? And it's no coincidence. If you think about it, the next 3 weeks or so are going to be the darkest of the year. Why is that? Well, because we're now approaching the winter solstice. As you know, it's going to be happening somewhere around the 21st of December, which means that we're headed towards the longest nights and the shortest days. And we feel that at an unconscious level. Which brings me to two announcements that I want to make. Number one is this will be the last Heart Stream of the year. Boo, you're probably saying, but that's not it. The reason I'm doing this is because beginning on Friday, December 1st, I am doing a 21-day Heart Center meditation experience. I chose to call it experience instead of challenge. It means that starting on this Friday, the 1st of December, going all the way to the 21st of December, pretty much until the time of the solstice, I'll be releasing a new guided meditation designed to help you stay in the light of your heart during this time so that we can welcome together on the 21st the return of the light, which is what the birth of Jesus the Christ represents in our Judeo-Christian tradition. That's why the birth of the Christ is normally around this time. It represents the return of the sun. The birth of the light in the depth of darkness is also the symbolism of the lotus flower arising out of the darkness and the mud. So this time is very important that we stay in our hearts, that we continue to amplify the light of our hearts. So if any of you guys feel called to participate in this 21-day experience, you can sign up. It's a free event at my website, gabrielgonzalez.com/21. I'm putting here a link. As you can see, I have a little promo here on my, on my right side. And so once you sign up, you'll get a free guide to Heart Center Meditation, how to practice Heart Center Meditation, common mistakes, some most common frequently asked questions that people have, and what else. And then for those of you who would like to own the meditations, I'm throwing in a very sweet deal, a very special package where you get to buy the high quality audios of the guided meditations along with a 5-week course on how to practice heart center meditation, where I teach other advanced techniques such as heart rhythm meditation, fractal coherence, radiating compassion, and some of the other powerful meditations that sometimes I do hear, but I have never really take the time to explain them or break them down for you. All right, so again, this is going to be from the 1st of December to the 21st. And then God willing, we will then resume the Heart Streams then in the new year. Una, welcome. She says, or he, sorry, I don't know if you're he or she. Since the word in Spanish, uno y una, uno is masculine and una is feminine, I'm calling you a she. I hope you don't get angry at me. You said your intention is for healing. Irish says, oh, well, Irish, you got the good news already. So, you know, I'm not just giving up. I'm just actually taking a break because producing, creating this 21 meditations, it's a labor of love. So I need all the time that I can get. Bradley, hello. Let's see. We got somebody from Munich, from Germany. I cannot pronounce your surname. I'm sorry. I'm not even gonna go there. Daniela. Dax is feeling discouraged. Oncologist says I only have a few months left. Balancing between acceptance and hope. Thanks for your meditation, Gabs. Oh, Dag, I feel sad to hear your news. I do want to remind you, however, that there are many occasions of people who were given just a few weeks or months to live, and here we are, you know, 10 years later, they're still kicking about. I remember I saw recently a movie on Netflix. I can't remember the title of it, but it was a series about people who live past 100 years old. I think Narayan probably knows the title of that series. And there's a case there of a gentleman who was given 3 weeks to live, and then basically they were just sent home. And then they basically moved to one of these places where people live longer, change their lifestyle. And now 20 years later, they're being interviewed. They're over 100 years old. And so anyway, I don't mean to minimize what you're experiencing right now, the grief and the loss and that comes with it. Yet at the same time, I can highlight the importance of maintaining the light of the heart during these moments of crisis, during these moments that we're living right now, not just at an individual level, but also at a collective level. So it's important. Yes, Narayan says it's the blue zones. Okay, so I will hold you in my heart, Doug, especially during this guided meditation. And in the prayer, I will hold the light of self-compassion, acceptance, and surrender, that the will of God will be done in your life as well as everybody's life. So again, if you want to sign up for this 21-day heart center meditations, the signed up or the link, I will post it in the replay, but it's gabrielgonzalez.com/21. So I want to remind you again that what we do over and over again, week after week, is just activate the vibrational frequency of coherence. It's a psychophysiological state in which all systems become unified. And then also the heart begins to vibrate at a different frequency, the frequency of 0.1 hertz. And we move into the energy of what Dr. David Hawkins calls the energy of unconditional love, which calibrates at the level of 500. And then at that level, we then create the conditions so that the body can heal, so that the body can repair itself, to slow down aging, and then also to access greater wisdom. And so we use this deeper awareness of unity or harmony within us to then, from that place, from a place of love, from a place of appreciation, to then speak our prayer. All right, so we do this by focusing on the heart, beginning to breathe slowly, evenly, and deeply in and out of the heart. And then we activate the feelings of gratitude and compassion, basically following the teachings of the master teacher, Jesus the Christ, who said, pray believing you have already received. And so when we pray from a place of having gratitude for having already received, then we increase, we change the conditions, the external conditions. All right, so let us go ahead and begin. And as always, I invite you to place a hand over the heart center. It doesn't matter if it's the right hand or the left hand. And why not? Just give your heart area just a good rub. Rubbing the heart area activates the hormone of oxytocin, beginning to create a deeper sense of connection. It also brings you more into the present moment through the physical senses. And then after you get to rub yourself a little bit, kind of like telling the inner child within you, here I am. I'm going to hang out with you for the next few moments. And please go ahead and close your eyes. We want to breathe slowly, nice and deep and nice and even, so that you're inhaling in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You exhale in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. Here on my right, if you're watching the video, I have a little breathing tool that can help you at the very beginning of your meditation. Ensure that you have a nice and even breath. And as you breathe in and out of the heart, you give yourself permission to relax, to fully land in this space and time and the here and now. The only place where life is. Letting go of the past, letting go of the future. The future is being created moment to moment from the here and the now. So we dropped into the awareness of the here and now with every breath, feeling the heartbeat. And as we continue to breathe in and out of the heart, we give ourselves permissions to let go of any unnecessary tension around the head, the neck, the shoulders. We let go of any unnecessary tension around the pelvic area. Let the stomach hang out. No one's watching. And breathe deep down into the stomach. Imagine that the breath comes straight through the heart and then it spreads from the heart to the rest of the body, flowing down to the legs, out through the arms, up the top of the head. Almost as when you inflate one of those balloons, the totality of the balloon fills up. So think of yourself as being inflated. What we're doing is, in essence, energizing the heart with the energy of life. The word spirit comes from the Latin spiritus. It means breath. Now we activate the feeling of gratitude and appreciation. And we do this by thinking about someone that we care for, that we deeply appreciate, or someone that we know in our hearts. They really care about us. They really appreciate having us in their lives. Could be a person, could be a pet, could be a small child. Or it could be a person that is no longer in this dimension, but we know that every time we think about them, our heart opens up and we feel a little warmth. feel the gratitude. Imagine this feeling of gratitude is like small light, small lamp within the heart that begins to slowly light it up. Evoking a sense of warmth in the middle of the chest as you continue to breathe in and out of the heart. Allow this light to begin to glow even stronger, amplifying this feeling of gratitude and appreciation 10 times as I count to three. One, two, three. Amplify it. Feel it grow. Allow it to grow. Welcome its expansion. As you inwardly and silently say, dear God, dear divine, thank you for this life. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for the miracle that allows every cell in my body to grow, regenerate, heal, be protected and be provided of all its needs. Thank you that I can come together on a regular basis to a space like this where other people are also choosing to connect with their hearts and through their hearts with their own divinity, that together we may create an amplified field of unconditional love and goodness that expresses what Jesus meant when he said, whatever two or more gather in my name, which is unconditional love, there shall I be. There shall my love be. There shall my healing be. There shall be the peace that surpasses all understanding. There shall be miracles taking place. I give thanks for this. And as we go deeper and deeper into the heart with every breath, in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and speaking on behalf of everyone who's here today, I declare that right here and right now, my heart is one with the infinitely loving heart of God. Where I am, God is. Where I am, healing is taking place. Where I am, regeneration is the order of the day. Where I am, miracles of love are unfolding in my life. Where I am, presence of God is being amplified in every atom, in every cell, in every organ, in every aspect of my life, bringing peace, bringing serenity, bringing acceptance into the present moment. For the next few moments, we give ourselves permission now to commune with the inner presence of God within us. That which Jesus called Abum or Abba, which basically means Daddy. Our Heavenly Father that lives within our heart. There, in the manger of the heart, we unify, we listen to its guidance. Thank you. Dear Father, Mother, Life, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you, and we give you thanks for being the loving intelligence in which each of us here has our being. Thank you for being the creator of our life, the regenerator, the provider, the healer. That which fulfills all of our needs. In the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, in the name of the purity in the heart of Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, and I call for the healing of the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual body of every person here today. I give thanks for knowing that the healing even now is taking place in Francine, in Natalie, in Deb, in Ariane, in Irish, in Cindy, in Bradley, in Daniela, and everyone else who's watching this replay. I give thanks for the healing that I know is taking place in every cell in the mental, emotional, and physical body of Deborah. Knowing that where she is, your infinite love is now expanding in every cell, creating the conditions so that healing can take place. I give thanks that there is perfect assimilation, perfect circulation, perfect elimination. There's perfect communication between all cells and all systems. I give thanks for the gift that is her life and her presence in others' lives. I give thanks for her healing, which is also our healing. Knowing that miracles of transformation are taking place here and now. Knowing that miracles of regeneration are taking place that are allowing us to leave all ways of being behind and move forward into this new season, into this new year, with a greater connection to the divinity within us, with an amplified heart that is radiating with love, compassion, and joy. May Deborah's healing be also the healing of every person here today, and be also the healing of every son and daughter of God upon the face of this earth. For this, we're infinitely grateful and thankful, declaring it done according to your divine will, knowing that it is so even now. Amen. Gently, we can now come back to the full awareness of our time together by opening the eyes and getting reacquainted once again with the physical reality and the physical world. With the intention of bringing this peace, bringing this serenity, bringing this sense of coherence and unity now to the next activity so that our meditation practice does not become compartmentalized. Quite the contrary, it becomes a way of being, being in the heart, being coherent. That begins to then to affect all of our lives, our decisions, our relationships, affecting even situations on the outside. How are you feeling? All right. Want to remind you as we bring our time together to a close that for those of you who arrived a little bit late, that this will be the last HeartStream meditation of the year. But don't worry, because beginning this Friday, December 1st, I will be releasing a guided meditation every day for 21 days. Okay, this is part of a 21-day heart center meditation experience, which you're welcome to sign up. It's a free event available on my website. You'll be notified. The guided meditations will also be posted here on my channel. But if you want to receive notification the moment they go out, they will normally, I'm going to do my best to get them out at around this time by 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. All right. And I have no doubt that many good things will come from that experience, and I'm very much looking forward to continue to support you in that way in what I believe are the darkest times of the year. For some of us, it's just a physical thing. We're noticing the days getting longer and longer and longer, and for some of us, we notice that something also in our lives is coming to an end. An all way of being, an all way of relating to the world or to others is also coming to an end. So my prayer for you is that as we move into this next 3 weeks, that you do so with an amplified light in your heart. And to support you, then this guided meditation will be available to you. All right, my beautiful friends, thank you very much for hanging out with me, for joining me during the season. I look forward to staying connected with you over the next few weeks through these daily guided meditations. And until the next time, I send you all of my love from my heart to yours. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for joining me in this week's HeartStream. I hope you're walking away feeling more connected to yourself and your divinity, to the planet, to others, and to all of life. Please be sure to subscribe so that you can receive notifications about upcoming broadcasts. And if you would like to sign up for my weekly newsletter, join the Heart Leader community, or register for my upcoming trainings and seminars, be sure to visit my website, GabrielGonzalez.com. Until the next time, please take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. And as always, I send you all my love from my heart to yours. Bye for now.